poll, Trump favorability grows even greater. By Hannah Blow on April 26, 2023. Former President Donald Trump's favorability has jumped even higher over the last week, the latest Morning Consult survey found. Trump seems to have recovered from his post-indictment boost and subsequent dip and has grown in favorability over the last week among Republicans. This week, Trump's favorability has jumped to 81%. That reflects a 5-point increase from the 76% who viewed Trump favorably last week. Additionally, those who view Trump unfavorably has decreased from 21% last week to 17% this week. Despite falling in support in the general poll, going from 24% last week to 21% this week, compared to Trump's 58% support, DeSantis has grown in terms of favorability. 73% of Republicans now have a favorable view of the Florida governor, up from the 68% who held the same sentiment last week. 12% hold an unfavorable view, down from 14% who said the same last week as well. The percentage of individuals who said they have never heard of DeSantis has also decreased from 9% to 6%. Former Vice President Mike Pence is the only other individual listed who sees at least half viewing him favorably. However, he has the second highest number of Republicans viewing him unfavorably, as 28% have an unfavorable view of the former vice president. Most, 53%, have an unfavorable view of former Representative Liz Cheney. 46% have a favorable view of former U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley, but 31% said they have never heard of her, and 19% have heard of her but have no opinion. 38% have a favorable view of both Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Senator Tim Scott, and 34% have a favorable view of anti-woke businessman Vivek Ramaswamy. He is growing in name recognition, as 39% have not heard of him. That figure stood at over half months ago. The survey was taken April 20 to 23, among 794 potential Republican primary voters. It has a +/4% margin of error and comes as DeSantis continues in his refusal to reveal if he plans to run in 2024. A reporter actually confronted DeSantis about his waning status in the polls on Monday, but DeSantis refused to get into it. "I'm not a candidate, so we'll see if and when that changes," DeSantis responded, refusing to reveal his intentions. Watch. Related: WVAG Patrick Morrissey endorses Donald Trump in 2024.